So, we mentioned of Usher Weiss based on his presentation in Teaneck, but I have a better source. Usher Weiss, the printed word. Okay? So here he has exactly what we spoke about, which we've made reference to his 9 sources. It's all here. Just want to look it up. It's Simon Aleph. Page Samach Zion, it begins. Simon Beis says it's ridiculous to be mafkir because it doesn't have any legal import. But in Simon Aleph, he says there's no need to be mafkir because if you don't do anything, there's no violation if something is done on your property. Against the Michas Chinuch. We had the Tosis Rid, if you recall, the question what he meant at the beginning, what he meant at the end, of Shlomo Zalman, the whole Shtikl Torah. He also talks about the Rid. And he says a new vart. He says, there are some cases where the Iker Ha'inyan lo be'etzem ha'maisa ele betotza osav. The result, even if you do it through a guy, it's as if you did it yourself. 9 cases. Okay. Talks about Tevilas Kelim through a guy, may work if there's no shlichus. Make a makeh through a guy, you can make a bracha. Yad Polk, Yad Balabayas. Based on the pre-chodesh and Tevilas Kelim. Those are the first two. He goes to many such instances. So he says the Tosis Rid means exactly that. The Rid says, after Easter, Avodah B'Shvias Ala Odom, Vala Ala Sodom. Not the way the others understood his maskana. He called Makom Kevin to call in Yon HaShvisa B'Shvias V'Mahus Gidra, Eino Mishom HaGavra, Kim Lechot Shabbat Sh'Nesra L'Man Yanuach. Ela B'Shvias Nesra Avodah HaSoros HaVailonos T'chidei She'oretz Tishbos, Mishom Kach Nesra Asiyas HaMalacha Af HaYadei Goy. That's what it means. That's what it means. A whole new vert. And he says he has his, what he says is lahakil lahakmir as opposed to the Menchas Chinuch. The Menchas Chinuch says that if a guy does malach on my field for the guy's own purpose, I'm violation. My son is not shovitz. According to what he's saying, no, chas v'shalom. Only if he does it for the Yisrael. On the other hand, according to the Menchas Chinuch, if the Yisrael does nothing, it's over only on Asay Shvisa Sa'aretz. But Rabbi Shawai says, no, you're over in the lav too, because it's a whole beautiful idea. I think it's a very nice. He wants to suggest, and in Chaschina made a distinction between Asay and Los Asay. It's against Yerushalmi. We learned yesterday. Mamash, yesterday is Yerushalmi. Yesterday is Yerushalmi. And we had that Tzorachi in Yerushalmi Tzricha. It was a stira. It says, Maistis is a Soda. Orlis is Oretz. Shvius is both. Sod Cholos is Ra. And Vishav is Oretz. So they're stuck. Frek Rabbi Shavais. If Yesh Mokom Lachalik B'dinei Shvius B'en Asil Adosa says, it says they're very poshut. The Asay is no Heges B'ilan Shebetok HaBayis. V'lo halav. Shav starts in Asay throughout the land, but only Sotchol is Israel. How come Yishalim didn't say that? They go together. Then he quotes the Ramban. Can't argue with the Ramban. Chumash says, V'shav starts includes V'shlo yachwash v'lo yavat tzadeu k'der b'chol shana. Los Asay is only Zriya k'tzira and the 2 totals. No, so the Ramban himself has a Harish as an essay daraisa. Not a lav. You have to say, Afim Evshin Yesh Be'essay Masha Ein Belav Ein Zele B'dinim Misuyamim. Harisha, for example. Avlegabe HaMakom Bayis Sod, etc. V'aminim Shebehem Noag Yisra Avodah Tzaret V'Shvius L'mestaba L'chalik Be'essay L'osay. That Adka. So this is a beautiful piece he has over here. He also talked about Shemitah B'chamamot yesterday Shir. He's not a fan. He's thinking he's a Koroch Deatera. He's not so happy with it. It's called Simon Vov. He's not a big fan of it. Talks about the Chazanish, with the whole story, which we mentioned yesterday, we mentioned again today. He says, he phrases things so nicely. Chat is a tremendous chumra, tremendous kula. The Pasal Shulchan said, Sveikat Rabbanan the kula. And the Chazir says, no. It's Ikar within is it's a shayla, it's a fundamentally shayla d'oraisa. The fact that nowadays Shemitah the Rabbanim, that should not lead us to be Machriya the kula, claims the Chazanish. He's often a riot against him in the Mechava. Feirish. Shin Lamad Aleph Yud Aleph. Bezman Hazeh, to be Mafra Shumah Sumayis, are they Breira? Why? Because it's Sveikat Rabbanan, Yesh Breira B'de Rabbanan. No. So if Yesh Breira B'de Rabbanan, but Ikra D'Oraisa, right? It's talking to us about the question of Bezman Hazeh. Maybe the distinction between Sveikat D'Oraisa on one hand, and Breira on the other hand, Pashtus, you have to say something along those lines to defend it. And then he says, that's the tremendous chumrah. But his kula is, what's his kula? He's mekel and otzit shena nakov. Even though the poskim are machmer on it, it's a combination of otzit shena nakov and the bias. See, he's mekel. Halacha lemais. Rabbi Asher Weiss is not sure whether that's true or not. He doesn't think that there's... And he goes to a series of limitations that Rabbi Yosef put on the kula. What limitations? So that's just found that Rabbi Yosef said, have a combination. Make an otzit shena nakov. And you know what he said, Rabbi Yosef? Sell it to a goy. Sell it to a goy! He's the biggest, the fiercest opponent of Hetter Mechira. Yeah, that's an Eretz Yisrael. You can't an Eretz Yisrael to a goy. Lo sechone. If I have a flower pot, an Eretz Yisrael, I could tell it to a guy to make it sell my pen to a guy. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. Wow. You sell to a guy, all of a sudden, he's going to rely on other leniencies along those lines. Interesting. And he says, this is something to do with the... You know, when we had the Heta Mechira, I don't want to go into the whole Arichas Devarim. Historically, we mentioned that in the initial Heta Mechira of Shemitah of 1889, I think it was. So Yitzchak Elchanan was the one who said that you can sell the land. Now the one afterwards, which is 1896, Yitzchak Elchanan, I think it was just passed away that the next year. Then a new vart, the Rav of Yafo, had a new idea. The first, the Chacham Yerushalayim rejected Yitzchak Elchanan's Heter originally. Okay? They wrote it. Also, he has a new vart. What did he say? He said as follows. Sell the trees, amanas lakuts. Now, if you sell the tree on the condition that it's going to be cut off, so there's no lo sechonin. It's a tree. A tree is like a pen. Before she gemara v'orazor, if you test him in base, no lo sechonin. Then he added, sell the trees with the shetach karka b'shir yanika. The question: whose idea was this? Was it Mariel Diskin's idea, or was it the Rab Naftali Tzvi Heretz, the Rav of Yafo? He wrote a letter to the Aderes. The Aderes was the... Rabbi Shmuel Salant was very old. And he didn't want to get involved. He wrote the Yisr in the first time and didn't get involved. And he appointed the Aderes to be his Memala Mokum. Rabbi Elio David Rabinovitz Tumim, Rav Cook's father-in-law. Only one thing happened. Rabbi Shmuel Salant lived so long, Aderes predeceased him. I think it's on his kever. Nisman Elios Rav Rashi Yerushalayim. Never made it. Because he passed away before the Zokin Muflug of Shmuel Salant. So there's a letter from this Rav Naftali Heretz to the Aderes, printed by Rav Naftali Heretz's son-in-law, Hagri HaLevi, in his famous Eva called Horah HaShah. Because it's translated, it's only Hetem Mechir, only Horah HaShah. So the Pekitza, they agreed to this, and they did a Mechir with this man, Mechiris Ilonas M'Shetach HaKaka B'Shir Yenika, Amanas lakotz eilanos. V'im lo yakutz hakones eilanos atchiles hashana hashvi'is. So you, let's say you won't cut it off, which is that's probably going to happen, presumably. As I talk ala mechira al gufa karka lebeis shanim, hainu ha'ilanos im shetach ha'karka b'shir yanika. Only harasha. And it's interesting. After they got the heter heskaskama from Maral Diskin, it's only harasha. He went back to Rav Yitzchak Chanan to ask him. Maybe he'll accept this one. No. He wrote him a letter, no deal. Apparently the answer only came back Chof Tishrei, 20 days late after the Shemitah already began. No, he thinks the same way, just sell the whole land for 2 years. Okay, so this is the historical background over here. So what's a little bit, this is page Samach and Samach Halav and Sefer HaShemitah. So similar to this concept is what we have over here, this idea of Rav Yoshev saying, you have this detached area when you're growing things that you can sell to a guy, no problem. Either Chazanish says the batim is only if it's leroit, and here it's terrific. No, they made sure to take away 30% of the sunlight by making it a little bit darker, which is not good for the tree. It's a little bit not so good. And it did malachas daraisa through goyim, just in case. This is what they were doing in these chamamot. Now, it's interesting. The question becomes, is there any shaila when it comes to an otz? It's nokuf, with a hole. So the Chazanish suggests, otz it's nokuf, maybe it's osim in a Torah. Otzis Nokov, you know, those who learn the sugars know Otzis Nokov is considered to be like karka. Shlomo Zalman says, if you look on the Radvaz, you get an opposite impression. Open up to the Radvaz, please. Seems to say, not that way. Seems to say that the there is not really any chance of it being a daraisa. Where am I going to find this? Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. The Radvaz says, "Ve'ein botkin es hazroim." He quotes, "Otzitz moligololim u'mistabed afilib otzitz nakuv d'lo echmiru kol kach." That lashon of the Radvaz says to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, not a child of a deraisa. Interesting. And what about an otzitz she'ein a nakuv? The Radvaz here says as well, it seems to be an Isur the Rabbanan. The Chazanish says, nowhere in Shas is this discussed Otzit Shenanok when it comes to Shemitah. Nowhere. So he's since the Pasal Shulchan said that when it's something's in the bias, we can be Mekel Svek at the Rabbanan, even though the Chazanish himself didn't like it. Interestingly, over here he says, for Horazokin. When he was convinced he was right, there was no Horazokin by him. To take the case of the Peres Nachri, there was a Harazaka by the Pasuk Shulchan there too. He didn't buy it, but here it's a Suffolk in the Rishalmi, and he thought you should be Machmer and Pasuk Shulchan should be Mekum. Hek for Harazaka and the Mitzar of that Shita of bias, Yeshal Milismoch, together with the issue of Otzach and Anokov, which is not found in Shas, and he was Mekum, and he was Mekum Rabosai, and all kinds of Atzitzin, whether made from eights, or whether made from cheres. I asked you to see a Rashi and Chala. Please open up if you don't mind, a Rashi and Chala. Beis Beis. These are sugas which you may know from your learning Git, and there are other such mesechtas where these things come up. Let's take a look together. Rabbi Osai, the Rash has a mesechta chala. Kamis finish aleitz, kamis finish alcheres. What's the sugam mesechta menochas? Pay dalit. Okay. What does that mean? Ain't a nekuva. Shall cheres be in a nekuva? Avol shaleitz lo boy mitoch shumalach leach yosim and acheres shuyavish. So it's a discussion that perhaps we should be making it one way or make it the other way. It's a question of whether the materials are critical. So Chazon Ish says it's all the same. It's all mutter. Yes, there's a suggestion over here in the Rash, that quote, Bitmiyah, v'chiyesh koach b'cheres b'kli cheres lamad b'fnei shor she'ilon. Perhaps the tree, the roots, will get through a kli cheres. Somehow it's more porous. The Gemara thinks, or the Rishami thinks, it's a whole Rash here in Chala, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. However, Rabbi Osai, that's only by Zroi, by Ilonos, because the roots are very strong. As opposed to Zroim, Zroim we're talking about just planting things which have no roots, just little vegetables. So then we have a right to be Mekel, whether it's made from Eitz or Shocheres. That's what it seems to say. Okay? Fine. Does everyone agree to this? Not so poshut. Now, what will happen in the following case? I have an Otis Nokuf. I don't put it on the floor. Put it on the table. Who cares? There's a hole in the bottom. It's on the table. Who cares? That's what I would say. It's on the table. What will happen? I live on the 10th floor. Who cares? It's on the floor. There are 9 floors beneath me. That's what I would say. And that's what, in fact, the Sefer HaShemitah says. However, Chazon Ish was machmir. Amazing story. Amazing story. Sheva Levi prints as follows. Otzitz nokov agave balatn. What are the balatn in Eretz Yisrael? Balatot. What do you call those? No? Otnia maza balata. The floor, it's made from a stone floor. So I told the Chazon Ish, I argued with him. Come on, man. I mean, I didn't say man. Come on. These are avonim afsikins. It's like, ain't no nokuf. So the Chazon Ish says, nope, nokuf. Why? The yenika goes right through the stones. He couldn't believe it. Ravazna couldn't believe it. And in a sense, this is a story that long. Ravazna Shalit is now, I think in the upper 90s, if I'm not mistaken. But the Chazon Ish was already a nifter more than 60 years ago. So we're talking about he was a young man, had to be, let's say, in his 30s, let's say. And he argued with Chazon Ish. V'zochar esko shezman kotzer achakach ikbati evan kazos she'omad alea otzit snokuf. There was a balata. He picked it up and it had a flower upon the top of it. V'ra'isi shekeneged mokom hayanika shel otzit yeshchor omuk be'even habalata mitachtov. Ha, do you believe it? V'nikir hoya shebebirish v'zeh machmas koach hayanika shel otzit v'amarti baruch shebocha behem of a mishnasam. And it didn't matter what floor it was on, nothing. Wow. Wow, don't argue with Chazon Ish. He knew science, but can't argue with him. Amazing story. It's found on page Shin Pei Dalet here in this beautiful Sefer, Shemitah's Karkos. Wow.
What exactly does Chazon Ish
say?
Well,
I'm sorry? He would not allow Rav Vosner to have a otzitz nokuf on a balat, on a stone square. And he argued with him, it's a stone, it's impervious, it doesn't go through a stone. And he found out, no, that it was a little hole in the stone. Chazon Ish was right, he was wrong. Kenot Nia.
I didn't
didn't really understand because, like, in the Swan, like, in Joseph and Gideon, it says that, that it's in the Kuban, on Ksifin, and, like, on the Yitzhidot.
That's Agabi Yesedos. That's the whole Sugar Segamar.
So, yeah, the 10th floor, it's not a small because it's a unique mentality. It's a small because it's a
But the, as you, if you learn the Sugars carefully, so Agabi Yesedos is not so posh. It's a complicated story. We'll get to, maybe we'll talk about it a little bit. A little bit.
So, if you're Baliya, though, you should be Machali, no? That's only if it's not a
floor. Right. Again, Avazah says there was no distinction in his argument with Chazanish, Kormelion or Tachton. That's what he's saying. That's Agabi Yesedos. It's in the air. They all they have these flower pots like that. The whole sugar and get. You'll ask, I'll give you a pshat. Tell you where it'll go. Perek Rishon, where is it? Perek Sheni. Yeah? I don't remember. Okay. We'll find out. A sugya in Masechta Gittin. Let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Shlomo Zalman, knew about this. And he had a pshara. Because here, there are those who disagree. Even Rav Sternbuch, who's a Chazanishnik, he disagrees. He says in Shemitah Kilchasa, Perek Aleph Harad Dalet, come on, it's a Dove Shein a Miskaven, and it's not a Psik Resha. Chazanish was right, doesn't mean he's right every single time, that it's going to go through every time and have some kind of a Yanika from the Karka. It's not a Psik Resha. Rav Shlomo Zalman makes a Pshara on the ground floor Osir and the upper floor Mutter. There are different opinions about this very sensitive issue. What's the shear of a hole? Nachal says a different din, a hole. So it says in the Rambam and Uchas Trumas, Hey Tesvav, Kidei Shorish Kot. It's based on the Mishnah Nuksin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. How big is that? Moses says in Shabbos Tadehem and Beis, Pachos Mikazais. But more than what we call Kones Mashke. You have to allow liquid to go in. So what is the shear? Quotes of the Yoshir and Rav Nissen Karelitz, 1 millimeter. 1 millimeter. The Amach. Even 1 millimeter is already considered to be a sufficient size to be considered an Otz Nakam. What's a millimeter? What's a millimeter? A tenth of a centimeter, right? What's a centimeter? 2/5 of an inch, correct? Approximately? 2/50 of an inch, if I have my math right. That's a millimeter. 1/25 of an inch. Hey, that's pretty small. Even if it's that big, you have to ready be machmer according to these gedoliot. All right. What about the other way around? Where you want to say, Otis Nakam is like the ground. Where's it a kula? Arla. If it's attached to the ground, so it's one of the 3 years from Kana to Arla. There, the Miri writes, it's ma'at pachos mikazayis. How much is that? Some want to say it's 2 centimeters. If it's that big, 2 centimeters, big enough to be considered already connected to the ground, the cooler. What happens if it's a mesh? So if Chaim says in Derech Emunah, in Trumas, Perek Aleph, that if they're, he's not sure if they're mitzarev all the little holes, but Mr. Karelin says that if some little holes here and there, kacha, maybe not. But if it's like a sack, it's just one, then it would be mitzarev all the holes together. Fine. Now the next problem. Very nice. There's certain leniencies when it comes to Otz Nakov, Otz Sheina Nakov at least. But Otzin and Nakov, what happens if the branches go beyond the Otzitz? Typical flower pot, it extends beyond. That's a Sugim of the Git, right? Nofo and Iku, I think that's in the Seren Kram. That's a whole Sugim of the Git. Huh?
I checked it up on the
computer,
right?
Where is it? I was right? Okay. Somewhere in the Seren Kram is the Git. Ezadaf,
I think Zion
that's the first pack. There's another Sugim, I think Chof Aleph or something, but the second pair. Nofo, Iku.
There's also a lot of Zion
Okay, good. So a number of places where this comes up in that Masechta, and Chazanish is very, don't let it go beyond the wall. No, it's mechuber already. It's a Mishnah Uksin Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, and Rashi in Chul Kuf Chav Chesa yesterday says Yonek is a Yanika. Is a Yanika? How much of the Yanika is there? So he explains it's a machlokas in between Tanakama and Reb Shimon in that Mishnah in Masecht Uktzin, whether only the area which goes beyond the wall of the flower pot has yanika, or the entire plant has a yanika. That's what Pasha Pshat. Comes along with Tukachinsky and says something which I don't fully grasp. You have to give me Pshat in it. This is Sefer Shmita, Perek Gimel. Okay. There we go. Uladati. Ein lachshash lo yotzu anaf of ozorav b'chutz otzitz. Shein anokov, lever akarka. Parentheses. V'lo domi dovezel l'shabes or din tum of atar, like Moses discussed in the Masech to Gittin, in the Masech to Uksin. No. No. Why not? Doesn't tell you why. Doesn't tell you why. My Rebbe has a shtickle Torah. Something depends upon Mechuba versus Tolosh. Something depends upon Yanika. No Yanika. Maybe it's along those lines. But he doesn't say anything. Just a parenthetical comment. Lo dummy. But he doesn't tell you why lo dummy. Someone wants to say a shtickle Torah. I'm a big turf. Moshe Soloveitchik already. You ever hear a Meshecht about these things? Never heard it. You're talking. Never heard. I mean, never spoken this. Okay, it's probably somewhere in one of those, looking in those form. But I'm not going to go into it, that's not our main topic. Rav Vazna says, it's a suffix. And since it's a betoch habayit of the Pasuk Shulchan, a svek svek. Rav Shlomo Zalman throws in, it's Shri Yisrael Rabbanan. So we have a little more wiggle room. What about a tree? A tree, we said before, cheres, is considered to be nakuf. Because we saw the Rashi and Chala. Rashi and Gittin of Zayin and Bey says that shall eitz? No. Eitz is better. Tosfos says no. Eitz is worse. In Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamed Vav Ches, and Chosh Mishpat, Reish Beis Yud Beis, there's no Achra. Over here, it's going to be make when it comes to eitz. The truth is, they use wood today. What are they using these chamamot? What do they use? What are they using?
Plastic.
Some new kind of material. So what do you do with that? So it comes along, Derech Hamuna, and Perek Aleph. The following statement. Says, second. Yes, he says they caught it. Mori v'chamish shlita. It's Rabbi Yosef. In my neck of pachas me millimeter. Choshev ki eino nakuf. More than that, if you machmir, all kinds of b'shmo, it's machmirim with the plastic kosher lechosh v'kein onokuv she'ein lano evsharos lachriya b'chomrim shlo dibur aleim chazal. I don't know. So according to this, it's a problem. I think they probably use something which is some kind of plastic material. So I don't know. Reb Chaim himself writes over here. Sukkot Nun Vav. Discussion of this here says as follows. Quotes from Chazanish. Quotes of Pasa Shulchan. Mekel Babayis. Horazokain. So Eina Nakov Babayis. Yesh lo amir lismoch. Bein botzot shel eitz, bein shel cheres, yesh lo hakel. The Raiva, the Rash, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Only by Ilan, cheres is considered nakel. Not for Zeroyim. Kol shken she omen al ritzba shel even, shen yonek ben aretz. And even a small hole for water doesn't count. Okay? So Chaim himself has certain leniencies over here. In Derech Hamunah. Okay. Just know what it says. if he's saying, Rav Yashiv is saying, that plastic is more chomer than all the materials that he was matter over here, it was matter eitz, matter cheres, and plastic is worth than both of them. That's hard to understand. If it's a cooler one, then we don't know which way plastic fits. But if it's worse than both, I'm not sure if the Rav Yashiv meant that. I don't know. Unclear to me. Unclear. Now the following shaila. Interesting. I have something which is planted, and I want to. It's under a roof. I want to remove the roof. Yes, sir. Even if there's no holes, because some materials, in some cases, again, I don't know what Rav Yashiv said exactly. It's only quoted very much Bekitzi. I don't know. You're right. When it comes, we seem to pass on the halacha that if it's not discussing trees, discussing vegetables, it can be makel by wood and by cheres. So why should plastic be worse than both of them? Don't know. Maybe he meant it's worth it both of them. Maybe not. I can't say from a half a sentence that's quoted from a third source who heard it from a half a minute. You know, they often have these contradictory. Well, he said this. He said this. I don't want to say more than I said. Okay, weiter. So now it says as follows: can you remove a roof? Chaznish says no, nope. He says more than that. If I planted it on Shishis and I removed the roof on Shvius, it's enough in Easter Zoraya. And even more than that, if I planted it on Shvius and I removed the roof on Shminis, that's also a problem. It's like a Zoraya v'Shvius Amanas. So he's against you. Can't remove the roof. However, once again, in the Sefer HaShemitah, he's making the Shiloh. No problem. The Chaznish doesn't like it. He's not worried about it. He thinks it's not a problem. I guess Lishitos is not like Shabbos. The Rav Tzvi Pesach was Mekel in Har Tzvi. We pass like Rashi and Tosfos that if you're Maver Me'al Gabi from here to Al Gabi Yesedus, right? You're moving from the ground to the Yesedus and Yesedus here. That's the sugya of Masech to Gittin. It's only the Rabbanan. Even in Shabbos, it's only the Rabbanan against the Rambam. So Kavachome, you're moving the ceiling. It's only a grumma. It's only a grumma. You'll ask me a grumma. We discussed yesterday. Asiyas Batim B'Shvius is Osir. No, it's also a grumma. No, there it looks like a Zoraya. It's Nika that everything is doing is in order to increase the power of growth of the vegetation. You move the roof because you wanted the sun to come in. Don't do with the vegetation. The 10 reasons to move the roof. Shlomo Zalman also says removing the roof is how, so it's more lenient than a siya begufa ilam. And he throws in, do it at night. Because at night, at that point in time, there's no sun. Later on, the sun comes. It's only a grumma. Certainly, it's mutter if it's ena miskave. Because if you really, in your heart of hearts, you want to remove the roof, it should grow more. Shlomo Zalman is not so. Even with all his coolers, it's not so. You just want to remove the roof for 10 other reasons. Because, you know, then it's mutter. Because even on Shabbat, she mutter in such a case. Fine. What about something on the roof? On the roof? Okay. Do people have any things on their roofs? I mean, people have, you know, apartment houses with roofs, and on top of the roof they have all kinds of things growing. I've seen it. See, it's over here. Wants to know what's the status of a roof. So, there's a discussion. Smochim she'olo al me'alem begag. You leave it there, but you can't water it. What's this all about with the roof? Quote to Tshuva Sarash, Kerem Natu Al Agag, Chayev B'Tshuva V'Yarla. It's It's not the same as a dover hamitaltel, such as an otzitz. It's a movable thing. It's fine. But it's the gag. It's the dover kavua. A gag is more chaber to be considered like the ground than otzitz nakuf. Because a whole series of gedolim who pask in this way based upon this Shuvas HaRosh, including Chazanish. The Gra in Yerodeh Reish Tzadi Dalet Samach Yimel argues with the Rosh. In what case does he argue? So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes this. Let's take a look. Kina shalgag nog moshvius. V'das agro to be maker. But it's no, only what kind of case? Im naflo lav mapoles v'en rosev ashrashasan the no shvius balia, rak barats. But if he wants it, they plant it b'kavona, moda hagro, the noe gamal agag. All the people have, you know, these fancy, look at some of these fancy apartments, they have terraces and roofs, and they have the things planted there. They do it obviously b'kavona. He claims that the gra would be moda in such a case. That's a chiddush, but that's what he says. Where did he get it from? Chazanish said so. The gra is moda. Okay. Some say, quotes over here from Gedolei Olam, I'm talking about here in this back of the Sefer Shemitah's Karkos, that the Chazon Yecheskel suggests Alagag ain't a limit of Rabbanah, and there's no Kedush Shvius and no din of beer. And that's a very fascinating leniency, the quotes over here. Okay. And the Har Tzvi says, Ain dine Shvius Nogam Begag. Lomad came with Das Agra. He did not accept what the Chazanish suggests, that the Gra's murder really has in a mind and purpose. No, Gra didn't say that beferish. He presumably denies it. These are various opinions. Okay. Comes up Shlomo Zalman with the following question. Can you take an otzitz, nakuf, pick it up, put it back down again? Maybe you're over in two Yisroel Mashvias. Tolesh and Zorel, they have it on Shabbos, Sugis and Shabbos. Pick it up, chayv twice. In the house, he's mekil, because when you pick it up, it can still survive. You can't really tell the kilkel so much until a long time later, and you put it back down again before anything really changed. It's like uk me'elona. And even by Shabbos, some say, if you put it on for a second, it's not considered to be tolesh. Finally, in this sugya, Shlomo Zalman says that if you do not have in mind to be mechaber the tzemach to the karka, there's no iser. And you can take an otzitz nokov and put it in a different place. Rabbi Yoshev says no. So how do you transport an otzitz nokov according to Rabbi Yoshev? You have to wrap it up in a bag or tin foil, thick tin foil. And the Chazanish is even that's awesome. Because all are roi, not mafsik. Whee! So, wow. Hydroponics, Rabbi Osai. Our last thing to mention, hydroponics. Here I saw Rabbi Usher Weiss's make on hydroponics. It's growing in water. He quotes over here. Gidulemayim, hydroponics. Some say it's Usher. And some say it's Mutter. I don't know. What would you say? What would you say? Hydroponics. It grows in water. So they quote over here in the Sefer V'Chazanish that he asked it. Why? It's Derech Gidol Rogil. I guess some people use hydroponics all the time. It's interesting that despite that citation over here, if you look at Reb Chaim, he says in Tzielocha Kuf Yud, Shamanu Shahora Gamke Lahokal Begidule Mayim Shebebrechos. Tavikotz shen anokov, tachas gag, umechitzos is roasham. So maybe he asks hydroponics not under a roof, and he's matir it when it's under a roof. I thought it's always under the roof. I don't want to think about these things. We'll leave it in here. Rabbi say, with this, we finally are concluding our discussion of Shemitah's Karkos. I'm going to start Shemitah's Ksofim. Now, I know those who are leaving at the end of the regular season, which is Monday morning, Mr. Shem, we're not going to get that far. But those things are the postseason play, and everyone's invited to stay if they're able to stay until next Thursday, we'll try as best we can to complete this unit as well. So, you have the Mar Makomas, I don't know if you saw them yet. And the second column is all about Shemitah's Ksofim. Now, yes, we spoke about Shemitah's Ksofim at the very beginning of this man. Mamish, the first Mar Malkum was a Sugan Gitnef Lamed Vav, where there's a whole discussion whether Shemitah's Ksofim there's Daraisa with the whole issue of Prusbul. Now we're coming back to re examine it just very briefly. Those of the Gemara Gitten, either in your Otsar or independently, should please open it up. Just have a quick Chazara. Very quick, because I don't want to spend too much time, because we saw this, most of this before. And all this is going to come up in our future discussions. Let's take a quick chazar. So we have over here, Rabbi Osai, the Ravid. The Ravid says, he thinks, Hani kuli midas chasidus kavdi. All the sugars that the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan, midas chasidus. Kaimalan karebi, zed, dvara shmita shama, vashta vada ein yovel noog, lo barzo b'chut starts, lo man atar v'lam ad Rabbanan, ein yoshve alea, ein bezen token, ein abona mishtachem, and they all ma'akev. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah's Ksofim either. Midas Chasidus. What about Shemitah's Karka? So the Olim assumed that he said the same about Shemitah's Karka. We have a rabbi that we saw yesterday, Perek Aleph, seems to say the other way around. So the Beis Halevi said, no, only Shemitah's Ksofim can be learned from Yovel, but not Shemitah's Karka. The ironically, you know, that's a Doraisa against Rav Poskim. Here it's a Midas Chasidus against Rav Poskim. Rav Poskim hold that Shemitah's Karka is the Rabban, and Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabban. The Ramban seems to say no. Ramban suggests, remarkably, the exact opposite of the Ravid. He seems to say, we don't pass like Rabbi. Suggests calling up the Ravid backed out. It's Perish Avodah Zarah Daf Testament base. Shemitah's Ksofim no heges. Af al pi shein Shemitah's Karkos no heges. Lo Svilik Rebbe. Vinami Svilik Avasei. Nehmi do Reis lo naga mid Rabbona mi anaga. Fila b'chutz Zoretz. Tanuach dato shein yichas da tenu v'chazar v'hodo al emes. So this Shemitah applies mi ikar adin. It's not merely a Midas Chasidus. The question becomes, is it a Drabbanon or is it a D'oraisa? Rabban wants to suggest that it applies mid-D'oraisa. Mid-D'oraisa. He brings Raya's Kemurus that it applies Mikiradin. And then he says, well, listen, Rebbe against Rabbanon, we should paskin like Rabbanon. And therefore, we should suggest that Shemitah Vizman Hazeh is Doraisa. So there were extremes in each direction. Hadvara Marmishu Dvar Torah. Where did he get it from? At least Shemitah's Ksofim. The Gemara is in Naflam Zayin and Gittin, an expression. What's the expression? Rav Yochanan thought a certain thing. There is no din of Shemitah, but he chickened out. Chivnei she'onim edanim nasa maiseh. Expression we find elsewhere. I'm a dog of Medadim, but even Medaraisa. So Devrayim, Medaman Vyosin Maisa. Why is it Mesachta Erevin? That when it comes to Medarabonan, Avdin and Uvda, then Hodabas Vin and Tufta, we're more lenient when it comes to the Rabbonan. It sounds like it's a Dindaraisa over here. At least Shemitah's Tzofim, maybe Shemitah's Karka too. This is the Ramban sheet. Fine. All this is going to be relevant soon. Now, Abosai, I ask you the following Shaila. You should open up the Chumash Dvarim. Everyone, Chumash Dvarim? We're holding by Dvarim now. Some of you have a Chumash Dvarim on the tables. And it's the Seed of Psukim. I have a Dvarim here. Plenty of Chumash will load. Open up Chumash Dvarim. You should read the Psukim together. Psukim in the Holy Torah. What does it say? It says, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah, Parshas Re'ei, Perek Tetzvav, Posuk Aleph. V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah, Shomo Kol Balmash Yodah Sheyashav Re'ei, Lo Yigos Yisrael V'Esachav Yikarish Mila Hashem. Fine. What does it say over here further? Make sure you do the right thing. Right? You give tzedakah. And as a result, Ki Hashem Elkecha Berachach Asher Di Balach, it's going to be a brach. Terrific. We love brachas. A few psukim later, pasuk tes. Hisham alecha, pen yedava and levavcha b'liya alemar, korva shas ha-sheva shas ha-shmita, v'ro'encha b'achicha evan lo sitan lo, because you won't get your money back. Ayo b'choch heit, nosan titan lo, lo yad b'chva sitcha lo, ki b'glal adav azeh, yavarecha Hashem alokecha, b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishach edecha, means you're not going to get paid back necessarily. Shmita's going to cancel the debt. So what? Your fortunes will prosper anyway. Psukim in the Torah, Re'ei, Perek, Tes, Vav. I read you from Pasuk, Aleph through Yud with some skipping. Okay? It's important Psukim. Rabbi says, Shaila. Assuming that Rov Poskim, that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbonim. Oh, but it still exists. Now, someone came to me today, a poor person. What's today? Today is what? Yud Aleph of Tov Shin Ayin Dalet. He asked me for a loan. Need a loan. I'll make a cheshbon to myself. Shemitah is going to come and knock it out in a little over a year. He won't pay me back. I'm not going to get my money back. I'll decide I don't want to give him the money. That's my cheshbon. I'll give you three choices. Am I over in the Doraisa, or the Rabbanan, or nothing?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
Because it's just recommended.
It's a lav Doraisa. Is there a Minchas Chinuch? On the shelf, Chela Gimel? I had it here at one point. Aleph and Beis. Okay. We'll try.
What pasuk?
Gimel. I need the one I can read. Yeah, that's Gimel, right? Give it back. Watch. There are a number of, in Parshas for a number of mitzvahs. Let's take a look. Tuf Ayin Hay, it says, Lo Yigos, don't ask back for a debt. After Shemitah. Fine. Tuf Ayin Zayin. And I say, Tashmir Yodecha. Okay, so we have Tuf Ayin Hey. We have Tuf Ayin Zayin. Very nice. Then we have Tuf Pei. Shlo Nimna Milahavos Lanim Bibnei Shemitah. Alav Doraisa. Alav Doraisa. Can you imagine that? Alav Doraisa. Venoeg Isa Zebet Schorva Venekevis Bechol Mokhova Bechol Zman. Sha'af bizman hazeh she'en shmitas k'sof in the haikas min ha-Torah l'med rabbanon mikol makom anu b'zhorim gam kein shelo nimna milahavos al ha-tzorach mipnei pachat shnas ha-shmita ha-mishemesh ha-metes mid rabbanon bizman hazeh pilei ploim shmita itself is the rabbanon parisham alecha is the raisa. How do you like that? Sefer chinuch. Wow, scary. Scary. Now, does everyone agree to this? not necessarily. Those, I hope you have a Gemara Gittin, or those have the Otsa. They have the Mefarshim in the back of Gittin also? You do? Okay. So, those who have a Gemara Gittin, please open it up right away. And then, if you don't have it in front of you, get one, because we're going to be learning from today till the end of this man. You have to have a Gemara Gittin every day by you, either from the Otsa or some other source. You can't move without Gemara Gittin. It's the 10th paragraph of Shvius, yes, it's true. But you have to have a Gemara Gittin in front of you at all times. Let's take a look. You know, the Gemara has over here in the Aflamin of Avim and Aleph, this moment we started with the opening shir. What did it say? It's not Hassam. Prusbul Eina Meshamin. Zechle Min Advarim Shehiskin Hillel Bezokin. Sheroa Esa'om Shenindu Min Lahavo Zezeh. Avru Al Masha Kosti Batorah. Hisham Elucha Pendiyah Dav Mavah B'liyah. What kind of Torah? The Shemitah Rabbanan in Hillel's time, what kind of Torah? It's a riot to the Sefer HaChinuch. Yeah, so it appeared. Now, if you may remember, the Maram, the Rabbi Natan said in Tosis, we saw it a long time ago, opening day. On Rabbi Natan is the sixth wide line in the bottom of Tosis. The Bavaya Sheni Noag Yovel. Can you believe it? It was Yovel and Bavaya Sheni. How can it be? The whole, most Rishonim disagree with him. However, if Rabbi Natan is correct, this problem is solved. It's an Issa Doraisa. Because it's Yovel, because it's Shemitah of Yovel Doraisa. Yovel Doraisa, Shemitah Doraisa. Who said so? Which is, of course, against the Sefer HaChinuch. But the only reason why is the Shem Elcha Doraisa is because it's Yovel Doraisa, Bisman by Hasheni. The Maram Shif. The Maram Shif said so. On Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Ram Shiv says, watch. The Chaim is Taber, does us his shepherd's favor, or from Ashkosa Batora, the Acha Churban, Midoraisa Shaper Avdi, the A Malvin, Kevin Schlerots, the Froach Ashvis. It's in Tosfos. Okay, so Maram Shiv is clear against the Sefer HaChinuch. Black on white. Black on white. Take it a step further. The Chasam Sofer makes the following comment. Right here on the same daf. Do you have Chasam Sofer on the altar? Not they don't go that far. Okay, but let's open to Tosfos. Tosfos is over here, and Aflamin Vavim Beis. V'tikin Rabbanan de Tishamet Zeichel de Shvius. Frek Tosfos. V'ha de lo tikun nami Yovel Zeichel de Yovel. Shum de ein rov tzim yichom lamed ba. Le'yosra avodas hakarka shtei shonim retzufas. I don't understand. What's the problem? Open the pasuk in Chumash. We just read the pasuk in Chumash before. You're worried about what are we going to eat? Have no fear that Shemitah and Yovel are here. The Torah says, don't be worry about it. Right? What does it say? No, this is in Vayikra. Excuse me. It says, V'tzivis yes b'chosi l'shlosh hashanim. No problem. So comes the Sma in the beginning of Choshen Rishmet Simen Samach Zayin. That's our new Simen is Choshen Rishmet Simen Samach Zayin. And Torah Shoganoch is the one of the Ma'am. So the Smas of Kotten Bay says, the way it's interpreted by most, the bracha only applies when the mitzvah d'oraisa applies. You keep a mitzvah d'oraisa, there's a bracha. So when the Shemitah d'oraisa, Shemitah's karkos, there's a bracha. There's no Shemitah's karkos d'oraisa, there's no bracha. So it's for 1 year, Mela. But for Shnei Shana Ritzufas, in the absence of a bracha, forget about it. They would never last. So they in the Sefer Shmitas Karkos, I guess we're not quite finished with that Sefer yet, he quotes something from the Av Bezin of Kome Miyut. That was the pioneering Moshav that kept Shemitah. Nah, that's only by Yovel, not by Shemitah. What's Yovel different? So I saw in the Mishnah it's Yosef. Yovel, that's in Samal. Way up there, way up there. So the bracha of Yovel, that's way up there. If you don't have a Yovel d'oraisa, that way up there bracha won't exist. Shemitah is down to earth, no pun intended. Shemitah is regular. If you look at Maral, you understand where it comes from. Shemitah is teva, Yovel, malva teva. I'm not sure if you meant that to mix agada with halacha. I don't know what he said exactly. I mean, brachas are a little bit agadic by definition. That's what he says, that Tos only said it with respect to Yovel, not with respect to Shemitah. And the Chazon Ish says, no, there's a bracha of his manazer. There's a bracha of his manazer. And the Chasam Sofer took it a step further. There's no bracha of his manazer, not in Pashas Bahar, nor is there a bracha of his manazer of Pashas Re'ei. The Shemitah Sofer is not the Raisa, so there's no guarantee you get your money back. No guarantee you get your money back. There's no Issa Visham Elcha at all. It's a package deal. If it's a bracha, is it Shem Elcha? You don't have faith in Hashem? Once the bracha's taken away, he has to watch his bank. Lends a poor money guy and never get the money back. And there's no bracha. Go broke. So again, there are three opinions. The chinuch is Shem Elcha is the rice of his man hazeh. The push up shot is it's the rabbon of his man hazeh. And the chasam sova doesn't exist with man hazeh. How do you like that? Okay, fine. Now the Meiri has an amazing shita. It's this unbelievable shita, right here in the sugya, and the Flam of Avavim base. I'll just say something similar. That Shemitah's Ksofim Bisman HaZeh only applies, believe it or not, in Eretz Yisrael. Pilei ploy mamsh. We have the famous rule of Masechta Kiddushim, Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz, which means dependent on the ground, the dirt, agriculture, mitzvahs, only Ba'aretz. Shemitah's Ksofim is a mitzvah tliya beguf, not with the land. It applies to shul chutzlaretz. That's for sure. No one's denying the fact that when the base of Migdash Yekayim, the Shemitah suffered the rice of chutzlaretz. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, what of Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh. So I would say, everything goes down a notch. Shemitah's kak goes down a notch to the Rabbanon. Shemitah's suffering also goes down to the Rabbanon. Same thing. That's what I would say. However, there are a number of gedolim who disagree. It only applies, they say, in Eretz Yisrael, uva arotos hasmuchos lo. Unbelievable. There weren't no Egypruzbal, there weren't no Shemitah's Ksafim anywhere, and in Europe and other far off places, they didn't have the minig at all. Goes back to the Meiri. And not only that, but the Trumas Hadeshin suggested it. And the Trumas Hadeshin is alluded to by the Ramah. Ramah is bothered. How come people are not careful about Shemitah Ksofim in Krakow? Well, the Trumas Hadeshin says yes. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And Arotzos HaSmuchos. This leads to an interesting question, which we'll see soon as a more general question. Assume it applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. Let me give you the general question anyway. First, even on the level of the Raisa, it applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. What moment? We're going to assume, we'll see tomorrow some dispute, that the moment that the Chov lapses is the moment of the first night, Shkia Sachama, of Rosh Hashanah. Correct? Good. Just imagine, I'm sitting here in New York, I owe someone money in Yerushalayim. Okay? So I have plenty of time. What me worry? I have plenty of time. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon of Rosh Hashanah. I have plenty of time to write a principle, right? Wait a minute. Other way around. Guy in Yerushalayim owes the money to me and I'm in New York. So I have 3 o'clock in the afternoon to write a principle. I have another 4 hours to Shkia. 4 hours to Shkia, but it's 3 hours after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael. And the guy owes the money, he's sitting in Yerushalayim. That's how it usually works, right? They owe money from Yerushalayim to America, not the other way around so much. Okay, yeah, so works out well for our direction. So the question, Shlomo Zalman asks this question. What's it then? So we say that Chov is gone, history, too late, can't came out of prison anymore. It's history. Because the lover will say, listen, my dear friend, the sun set in Yerushalayim, there was no prison, the Shemitah is gone. You can't recreate out of nothing. Well, no, depends upon where the Malva is sitting. The Malva is sitting in New York for 4 more hours. Isn't that a fascinating shayla? That's a shayla that didn't arise in Mamish. Chaim Kanevsky discussed, according to the Chumash Hadeshin, that says, Bisman Azeh, the Shemitah only in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz Laretz, because we're Chokim, a similar shayla exists. It depends where the Lova is living, where the Malva is living, where he lives, or where he happens to be at that particular moment in time. These are all uncharted territory, Rabbi Osai, and discussing these fascinating shaylas, which are, again, can be level of Doraisa. Comes up a Vosa with an incredible chiddush, mind-boggling. All debts throughout the world lapse as soon as Rosh Hashanah comes in Eretz Yisrael. They could both be in New York. The Lova's in New York, the Malva's in New York. So it's irrelevant. Kor HaShemit L'Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, all debts lapse. I was going to write a Shemit, principle 7 more hours. No. He suggests. He's not saying for sure. He suggests. So Rabbi Osai, with all this uncertainty, we'll have to stop this year because we're out of time. And Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with these fascinating inyan. Okay. Please put this back.